the 18th of March 2026, 5% completion of Phase 2 power project. Civil society urges MPs to pass tobacco control bill without dilution. And Chinese national charged for trying to smuggle 2,000 ants from Kenya.
The Hot FM News with Hugh Jembampundu.
Thank you so much for joining us. Now the news in detail. Mamba Energy Limited says it has surpassed 65% completion of its first two thermal power plant and is making steady progress on the construction of a solar plant expected to contribute 100 megawatts to the national grid by July this year. Speaking during a regulatory tour of the plant installations in Mamba, Mamba Energy Limited Chief Executive Officer Lieutenant Colonel Cyrus Minwala, retired, said the company is set to inject a total of 700 megawatts of electricity into the national grid this year as it scales up power generation. Lieutenant Colonel Minwala has noted that the additional power will play a critical role in supporting the country's economy and stabilizing the energy sector. He has further stated that employment levels are expected to increase from over 500 workers in Phase 1 to about 800 once Phase 2 is completed and up to 1,000 by year end.
As far as the thermal power plant is concerned, we have crossed 65% overall as an aggregate. And as far as the solar power plant is concerned, we are well on our way. The material has largely come in. The excavation and civil activities are on, and we should be hopeful to finish it by July. Our phase one thermal power plant comprises 8% of the installed capacity of the generators in Zambia. But having said that, and due to the power situation in the country, because of the hydrological situation, this 300 megawatt constitutes about 18% of the power supply that we gave to Zambia. So it's a very important component of the economy and the stabilization of the energy situation.
Meanwhile, Energy Regulation Board Director of Licensing, Naomi Faluza, said Mamba Energy remains a key player in the energy sector, noting that the company is already contributing significantly to the national grid as a licensed operator under ERB.
Mamba Energy is a licensee of the Energy Regulation Board and currently has a Phase 1 thermal coal-fired plant, which currently injects into the grid 300 megawatts of power. They have since gone to Phase 2, where they are going to inject an extra 300 megawatts of power through a coal-fired thermal plant, which will bring their total installed capacity to 600 megawatts, and this will significantly contribute to the energy mix within the country. Currently, we are at a site where they are installing a solar plant as well, which will inject 100 megawatts of power into the grid.
Police in Chingola have detained and formally charged five men with the offense of giving false information to a public officer after they reported that their private parts had disappeared. The incident was reported on March 14, 2026 at Chingola Central Police Station, where the five men alleged that their private parts vanished after being tapped on the shoulder. Police spokesperson Godfrey Chilavi said following complaints from the five men identified as Mambwe 45, Mwansa 24, Walia 26, Sichalwe 21 and Guvulu 35, police issued medical report forms to each of them. Mr. Chilavi said the men subsequently underwent medical examinations, but the findings did not support their claims. He has added that after investigations, the five men were detained on March 16th, 2026, and have since been formally charged with giving false information to a public officer, contrary to the laws of Zambia. Mr. Chilavi has more details.
In a related matter arising from the same incident, Kapansa, age 61, who was initially accused by the five men of tapping them on the shoulder and allegedly causing their private parts to disappear, filed a complaint against Mambwe for assault occasioning actual body harm. A medical report form was issued to facilitate this complaint. Following investigations, Mambwe has been formally charged with assault occasioning actual body harm, in addition to the charge of giving false information. All five suspects are currently in custody awaiting a court appearance.
In more news, this afternoon, a consortium of civil society organizations has called on members of parliament to pass the Tobacco Control Bill number 40 of 2025 without withdrawing or diluting it under pressure from the tobacco industry. Speaking during a press briefing, Young Professionals Network member Dr. Victor Lilanda said there is no justification for weakening the bill to accommodate an industry that profits from addiction and harm.
To the Honorable Members of Parliament and our Republican President, Mr. Hakainde Hichilema, this is your moment, and this is more than just a moment. The decision you make today will shape the health and well-being of generations to come. We urge you to stand firm against pressure and misinformation, and more especially the young people, and to our Members of Parliament, and to act in the best interests of the people you serve, especially the youth who are the majority voters.
Meanwhile, Alliance for Accountability Advocates Zambia Programs Officer Annie Capiolo has emphasized that the proposed law is intended to safeguard public health and not punish individuals.
We note that the Tobacco Control Bill is primarily a public health bill. Its primary purpose is to protect the lives of the citizens of Zambia, especially us, the young people here today. The Tobacco Control Bill is not about punishment. It is about protection. It ensures that honest disclosure of the harm of tobacco is displayed to willing consumers, restricts access to minors who should be protected by the laws of Zambia, and prevents the marketing of products without proper generic warning.
And Young Professionals Network National Coordinator Moses Wesa has dismissed claims that strict regulations would fuel illicit trade or negatively affect farmers, describing such arguments as unfounded fear tactics. The consortium includes the Young Professionals Network under the Center for Trade Policy and Development, Youth in Action Alliance, and the student union leaders from the Information and Communications University, the University of Zambia, Evelyn Horn College, and the Zambia Institute of Tourism and Hospitality. Now, the Public-Private Dialogue Forum, PPDF, has officially launched its first health technical working group aimed at strengthening collaboration between the government and the private sector in improving Zambia's health system. Speaking during the inaugural meeting, PPDF Policy and Research Strategy Director Elita Mwenda said the initiative marks a significant milestone in fostering structured dialogue on policy, regulatory and administrative issues affecting the health sector. Ms. Mwenda has noted that the technical working group will serve as a platform for identifying constraints in the sector, proposing practical reforms and unlocking investment opportunities.
Government alone cannot meet the growing demand for health services. The private sector, civil society and development partners all play a vital role in contributing expertise, innovation and investment towards strengthening the Zambian health system. A coordinated approach that leverages the strength of both the public and private sectors can help improve efficiency, expand access to health services and ensure sustainability of the health system. The technical working group provides an ideal platform to advance such collaboration. Through this working group, stakeholders will be expected to identify priority constraints affecting the health sector.
Meanwhile, Permanent Secretary for Special Duties, Professor Lakson Kasonka, has acknowledged that while government has shown commitment through increased investment and policy reforms, private sector participation in areas such as healthcare delivery and pharmaceutical manufacturing remains constrained by regulatory and operational barriers.
As we are all aware, our country, Zambia, continues to rely heavily on imported medicines. Current estimates indicate that nearly 90% of the essential medicines consumed in our country are imported. While national trade remains important, this level of dependency exposes our health systems to significant vulnerability, including supply chain disruptions, foreign exchange pressures, and delayed access for life-saving medicine. Like my co-chair has said, the COVID-19 pandemic reminded the world that health security is going to local manufacturing capacity.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
The government says it targets to attain 100 metric tons contribution of copper production from the artisanal and small scale subsidies.